James Lee Witt is on the line. He's been making a lot of news locally for the last 48 hours or so. James, thanks for being with us this morning.
No, you're welcome.
And there's something I have to just say off the top that about a southern drawl that makes us all feel already a little bit better, just that you're on the job. And obviously, you have a long history with disaster coverage and preparedness and after the fact. Can you tell us a little bit about that history?
Yes, I was the director of emergency management in Arkansas, and then President Clinton asked me to be the director of FEMA, and I was there for 8 years with him, and of course spent an awful lot of time in California, but in 93 we had the Mississippi flood covered 9 states, and then in 94 we had the Northridge earthquake,
right,
and
of course,
the bombing of the Murray Building in Oklahoma City, and me, hurricanes and tornadoes and floods and wildfires along the way.
And what brought you to, we're so happy to have you here as part of the Rebuild North Bay. How do you view your job in this circumstance?
Well, basically, they've, through the nonprofit, have asked me to look at what we could do to help fill the voids that may be there and help put together a short and long-term recovery efforts in supporting Cal OES and FEMA and working with the insurance companies and HUD and tracking those funding streams and then looking at, okay, you know, somebody may not have enough insurance or they may not have the insurance cover contents. They, you know, just a lot of different areas that may not be covered and that they're going to need help in filling that void to get their lives back together and their homes and businesses.
Yeah.
And so we're going to be doing that and then working with the local governments, the counties and the cities and county supervisors, and I'll be back out meeting with all of them and seeing what we can do to help them move it as fast as we can.
And given, James, your experience, your wide experience with disasters, how would you assess the current state today of Sonoma County?
Well, you know, I met with Mark Gallarducci, you know, head of OES for California, and
yes,
Bob Benton, who is the regional administrator, and you know, and they've done a really good job working together with the local governments. And one of the big issues is cleanup of the debris. And I know EPA, they said, was on the ground yesterday, and they're going to have to get the hazardous material and stuff out of the way, and then the rest of the debris cleaned up. And they'll be staging that in different areas to try to use that in some way, you know, and recycle it. But the, you know, getting the debris out of the way is the first major steps of getting people and communities started rebuilding. And some of the communities that were talking to me about having one master builder to build out an entire community, you know, and meeting with the different homeowners to make that happen, and which is a good way to do it. And so it's going to be a challenge, but you know, I've seen this before, and I've seen communities come back better and stronger, and that's the most important thing, is to help them.
Absolutely, and we are absolutely thrilled for the help. It sounds like, James, too, that one of the things that you can assist us in doing is making sure that as a community, we're taking advantage of every single resource that's available to us.
Absolutely, and that's one of the jobs that we're going to try to do. And one of the major concerns I have right now is, I know you've got over the next few weeks and months, you're going to have your major rain coming in, you know, rainy season, and you know, a lot of those areas are going to have to be reseeded and mulched and try to keep the runoff from being a problem, environmental problem, and that's going to have to be addressed pretty soon.
Is there any issue that you can see, and based on your experience at this point, that could stand in our way with this current administration? Or how has their report card been so far when it comes to dealing with these kinds of disasters?
Well, FEMA has done a really good job on Hurricane Harvey in Texas and Hurricane Irma in Florida. I've been down to both areas, but you know, I'm not sure about Puerto Rico. I haven't been down there. They're trying to schedule me to go down there pretty soon. But I know the most important thing right now for California and even the other areas that affect us is those federal dollars that's going to have to be appropriated to take care of this.
Yeah. And now in your experience, a wide-ranging experience with FEMA and as the former director of FEMA, how can that organization help us when it comes to things like temporary housing?
Well, you know, FEMA has the individual assistance program, which is funds, people up to 18 months for either rental assistance. They also have the individual family grant program, which can potentially be applied for rebuilding of individual homes. And then they have a mitigation program, you know, for prevention and future losses. And then SBA, of course, can, you know, small business loans, low interest loans. If the business has a mortgage, they can help them not only refinance that, but give them the money to help build back and at a low interest rate. And then, of course, HUD has a housing program as well, which can be helpful. But the main thing is to make sure you maximize all of those funding streams in the most aggressive way and to make sure that people get the benefit of that.
And I would imagine it's also important for us that we've been focusing a lot on getting registered with FEMA and making sure that even for people who don't really know the extent of the damage, the individual damage yet, how important it is, excuse me, to get registered with FEMA so that when the time comes, if the time comes, then you will be eligible for any assistance that's available.
Absolutely, and I know talking to Mark Gallucci yesterday and Bob Fenton, they now are literally having people to go out into the affected areas, meeting with individuals that can't go in to register. And so, you know, they're on the ground making that happen, which is very important. But if you're a small business or a homeowner, I would encourage you to get registered as soon as you can. And, you know, it's a difficult time, and I know people are trying to take care of their families and everything else, but
yeah,
it's really important that they get registered.
Okay, we will continue to let people know that they need to continue to do that, and if they haven't done it yet, they ought to take care of it ASAP. Given your experience, James, are there any words of wisdom or any advice you can give our community at this time?
Well, the most important thing right now is just be careful. And I know your attorney general and others are going to be watching this. It's price gouging.
Right.
This is not the time for that. And, you know, you guys can be extremely helpful in that, making sure that people don't do that. And then also that I've seen in disasters that you have a lot of fly-by-nighter contractors come in and take advantage of people. And just making sure that they have a California license and that they have a qualified contractor to do the work.
Yeah, that's going to become more and more important for us as we move forward. James, happy to have you in town and on the job. Thank you for being with us this morning.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. That is James Lee Witt. He is the former FEMA director who is now working with the nonprofit Rebuild North Bay, and he will serve as its executive director and lend his experience and knowledge to our current situation. Rebuild North Bay is an effort that, of course, a lot of people got together at that meeting yesterday, and it's a number of business leaders and political leaders that really want to get the rebuilding part of this equation off the ground, and that has already been accomplished, and with James Lee Witt as the executive director there, certainly his experience is going to lend a hand to us too.